Hi everyone, welcome to the second official episode of Lemonology. In today's discussion, we're going to be talking about knowledge panels and what does a knowledge panel entail and what goes behind the scenes to create a knowledge panel. My name's Grant Pringle. I'm a senior account manager at Pearl Lemon Group, which is an SEO PPC agency based in London. We also operate all over the world. And today we're going to do a bit of knowledge sharing, excuse the pun. So what exactly is a knowledge panel, everybody? So let's kick off and get started. So let's start off with Deepak Shukla, our founder of Pearl Lemon Group. So to give you an idea, a knowledge panel is basically a list of information that Google pulls, which features on the top page of SERP. And that basically indicates all the relative information that Google has gathered about a specific person, topic, industry, or business. In this case, we've obviously searched Deepak Shukla, who's the founder of Pearl Lemon Group, and he is his own entrepreneur and boss. And as you can see, basically based on all the relative information that Google has picked up, you'll see his social media profiles. There's also other Deepak Shuklas who are relative to him. But when we Google this in London, for example, in the UK, Deepak is obviously situated in London, in the United Kingdom, where Pearl Lemon is situated. And it's Google obviously picks up on location as well. So location has a lot to do with other respected, well-known individuals. And there are other lots of well-known Deepak Shuklas, as we can see in Mumbai, in Lucknow, in Pradesh. There's certain areas all over the world where Deepak Shuklas are. There's even one in America. So in this case, basically, what Deepak has done is he's built himself a really credible profile over the number of years to get to where he is. And some of the social media platforms that really pick up on the right-hand side is this list is obviously from Entrepreneur, where Deepak is featured, where his profile is featured. His website is featured, which you can pick up here. So just looking at Deepak's website, if we hover to his website, we can see that the website is very detailed. It's very well, very active. There's a lot of newsletters that people get. And blogs. Blogs is one of the biggest things that keeps your site active. And you've got your relevant social media links and then a link to Pearl Lemon Group, which is connected to Deepak. So that obviously brings a lot about credibility in one person, be it an owner, a subject matter expert in a specific field. The more sources that you can relate to in specific media, but the important part is to start off with your website. And that's what it all boils down to. What we'll be going into is just to give you other examples of knowledge panels. So before we go into what goes behind the scenes into creating a knowledge panel, I think the important part is to get a real good understanding of what other knowledge panels look like. So first and foremost, we've got an example of Neil deGrasse Tyson. So we all know who, most of us know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is, who's a astrophysicist in America. He's well more leaning towards the celebrity status. I think he is actually now classified as a celebrity in that specific industry. And you can obviously see his relevant social media profiles, all his books, all his movies and TV shows that he's featured in, his specific social channels. So it just shows how active he's been over the number of years. And obviously, over a period of time since he became well known and prominent, Google obviously has picked up all of this information. And what is the difference between a knowledge panel and a knowledge graph? Well, technically, this information that you see right up front about Neil is called a knowledge graph. The knowledge graph is in the back end, and that is what Google is actually pulling. And the visual aspect of it is called a knowledge panel. So Google actually accumulates all the relative data and sources and compiles it in a more visual friendly, user-friendly format. Pretty look at it from a UX perspective, just to make turning it's turning raw data into kind of meaningful data. Let's say that. Other examples of prominent people are Bill Gates. As you can see, his website pops up, and related other there's obviously related other prominent figures such as Steve Jobs, Melinda French Gates, which is Bill Gates's ex-wife, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk. But here's an interesting thing. So what Google actually picks up is Bill is no longer included. There's no affiliation on the knowledge panel to do with Microsoft. So knowledge panels are also in real life mode, and it picks up on the latest trends in the industry of what a person, a prominent figure, is up to. So His website now is gatesnotes.com, and it just shows that he's been so active on his website, his blogs, and sharing information, especially when he's involved in sustainability and energy, sustainable energy, which is one of the fields that he's been investing heavily into, and obviously medicine and a number of other industries. But more importantly, what really sticks out is Wikipedia. So we all need to understand, when it comes to images and real sources of real credible high profile people, the knowledge panels are going to get much bigger and are going to include a hell of a lot of more information compared to, you know, if we take like Deepak, our founder, versus a Bill Gates. Obviously, Deepak is really well known in the digital sphere, but digital is kind of more in a slightly more niche scaled market. But we all know that the world knows who Bill Gates is in that respect. So it's all relative to the type of sources and industry that you are in. But this is obviously built over a period of time, over close to 30, should I say 50 years, you know, Bill Gates has been active as a person from an entrepreneurial perspective. Other examples are subject matter experts in climate. This is Sir David King, who's a doctor and specializes in chemistry and climate. Over the years, he's obviously built a really good, credible profile about himself, and you can obviously see through all the relative social networks, media press releases that he's been associated with. So these are the things that Google actually picks up from a credible aspect. It's all about credibility and relating to the source of information. So some examples, there's also Grant Cardone. Looking at authors are quite a high topic as well, where people are looking to read and to Google certain authors. So Grant Cardone, for example, doesn't have a Wikipedia page, but he has a really good website. He's been very active on his website, and he specializes in the entrepreneurial space. He's written a number of books, and he's really prominent in that industry. And as you can see, all the books, FAQs relating to him. So he's very active in his own niche and sphere. Then we've got other well-known authors, which are more kind of scaled towards the celebrity status. So we've got Jeffrey Archer, who's in a different class of his own from an international perspective. He's written he's written a high number of books over the period of time. And for example, you've got his website, his social channels. He's very active on social and all other related sources such as Amazon. So Amazon is quite high when it comes to authorship. It's really important that authors feature all their books on Amazon. It seems to be one of the more credible sources. Then there's Barnes & Nobles and a whole lot of other bookstores internationally. But this is just to kind of illustrate an overview of what knowledge panels entail. And now going into the behind the scenes. So, and just before I get off, there's also, besides individuals and subject matter experts, there's also, yes, businesses. So businesses can also have a knowledge panel. So some examples are MassMart. You know, you've also got the relative information, what Google has pulled through the relative sources, from media press releases to geolocation, wherever you are located. And that is picked up through GMB, Google My Business. So especially for smaller businesses who featured in knowledge panels, it's a really good way to include GMB, Google My Business, in your knowledge panel listing. So so prominent businesses such as MassMart are on Wikipedia. So they have a real credible high source that Google triggers and picks up. And then you've got other businesses such as Ingram Micro, which is one of the clients we're working on. One thing about them is they've got a really good, they've really got good structured data on their website. And that promotes a whole lot of credibility in another way. Schema Markup is just an example of where it shows the site links in a more systematic process, very clear and defined. And then you've got other examples of schema markups from other companies. So that's just to paint the picture of how businesses, how Google picks up knowledge panels for businesses. So I think what we need to understand is what is the importance of a knowledge panel and where do you start from? So if you are an individual person, I think the important part, what you need to obviously kick off with and start off with, is your website. You need to at least have a website, and you need to build on your website. You need to build on content SEO, and you also need to build on your internal linking structure through your social media profiles that can link to other platforms and your press releases and so forth. So one of the things we are doing for a specific client at the moment is to work on his internal linking structure first before we even get to his website. So we just want to make sure all his social media platforms are up and running and are interlinking with one another and adding as much information as he can to those respective platforms. That includes his bios, his sources of information, and just ensure that all the related social media profiles to his industry are included over there. So just to give you an example, this is what we are doing for Romain Pisson, who's a subject matter expert in sustainable energy. And what we've done for Romain is basically asked him to add as many social profiles as possible, especially additional social profiles that are linked to climatology and sustainability. So there's a lot of websites out there that you can be listed on, especially from an industry-related perspective. And that's what we've obviously asked Romain to do. So getting back to that, we also need to understand more about knowledge panels. If you want to get more inside information to read up on about knowledge panels, you can also go to Google and Google in about knowledge panels. And this information will basically explain to you what a knowledge panel entails and how to go about setting one up. So guys, I think that's just to give you a whole perspective of where knowledge panels start. And then once you've obviously done your internal linking process, you need to then work on your website. And your website is important to have structured data. And basically structured data is different forms of structured data you can have, which is schema markup. That is basically examples as referring to Ingram Micro and Consumer Affairs. So when you have a really good website that sources the related information that Google can pick up, and all your social media profiles are active, are interlinking with one another, that's when you start building on your knowledge panels. And Google, there's kind of structured data to work with that feeds into the knowledge graph. And Google then obviously picks that up. So as the saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. It does take time, but patience is very key. And, you know, at the end of the day, knowledge, Google knowledge panels form a part of SEO because initially it is, at the end of the day, organic, because it takes time to build credibility. It takes time to build, to get to the top of ranking of Google, searching under a specific topic, name, or business. And we also need to obviously ensure that the technical side is managed. So once you do the basics first of getting your website up and running, getting your internal linking structure sorted out, then you're going to work on your structured data through your website and feed that into Google. So that's just to give you a basic understanding of what goes in the background. And this can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months just for you to feature on the right-hand top corner. On the right-hand side as Deepak is. So if you want to get to Bill Gates, you need to obviously be featured on Wikipedia. So, and especially with all the images, to get as many sources of information as possible, you need to really be prominent. But these are just some of the other sources out there to give you an example of where knowledge panels pull data from. And you can obviously see 71% of all websites and social media platforms comes from Wikipedia. These are where knowledge panels derive from, the majority of knowledge panels. As you can see, this site is listed from kleq.pro, and it involves a list of sources cited in knowledge panels. And we know that Wikipedia is the strongest source because that's where we all want to get credible information about a specific topic, business, or person. So moving down that, you've obviously got other prominent platforms like Crunchbase, LinkedIn. I mean, LinkedIn is obviously, at the end of the day, one of the biggest social media networks out there for industry experts, subject matter experts, entrepreneurs, mostly in the B2B sphere. So it's really important you have a really strong LinkedIn profile your YouTube channel. Since Google is linked to YouTube, it's important to be on YouTube and feature as many videos as possible. Should it be TEDx talks, very important to do as many TEDx talks as possible. And as you can see, Deepak has also been featured on TEDx. You know, he does a lot of industry talks relating to digital performance marketing, human resources, and various other ventures that Deepak's involved in. He loves talking. He's a great public speaker, and that's just an example of how you build your profile at the end of the day. But guys, thank you so much for listening to me. Keep an eye out, or keep your ears out, for the next series of Lemonology. And all I can say is, topic to be revealed, and watch this space. Thanks so much. Have a great day.